بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن الافتخار والبغض. This is a chapter that it is prohibited, it is haram to boast and to be arrogant. These are also terrible qualities where a person becomes boastful and he thinks he's better than other people, looks down upon other people and have arrogance, which commonly in our language we say a person has got an attitude problem, that he thinks too much of himself. This is also totally prohibited in our Shariat. قال الله تعالى, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Do not purify yourself. That is, don't claim that I am very pious. Don't have a holier-than-thou attitude. Don't claim, don't think I am very pious. And because Allah Ta'ala knows who is righteous and pious. Even so much so that if we praise somebody else, then also we should try and use such words that say, in my opinion. Because only Allah knows in reality who is pious and who is righteous. And ourselves, we must never have that attitude to show anything that, for example, I make so much tahajjud, I make so much tilawat of Quran, etc. All this, yeah, and to show that we don't commit these sins. We are pure from the sins. Don't purify yourself like that. You have to purify yourself. اپنے آپ کو متقی بنانا فرض ہے. اپنے آپ کو متقی سمجھنا حرام ہے. To better yourself, purify yourself is faraz. But to think I am pure, I am clean, I am perfect, this is totally haram. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا السَّبِيلُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَظْلِمُونَ النَّاسِ وَيَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There will be blame. Those people will be guilty. Those people who oppress other people. And the underlying reason of oppressing people is that a person thinks that I'm better than him. Then he oppresses the other person. Whether it is the wife who oppresses the husband, or moreover the husband who oppresses the wife, we think we are better. Therefore we take advantage of them and we oppress them. وَيَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And those people who unjustly rebel on earth, any type of rebellion, whether it is in the house, whether it is in the town, whether it is in the community, or whether it is in the country, rebellion is also the underlying cause of it, is that we are better, we know better, the authorities don't know, we must take things in our hand, our parents don't know. Many children today generally feel we know better than our parents. Our parents are old-fashioned, they don't know what is happening. All this stems from that root cause, that is of pride, of arrogance, and of thinking that one is better than other people. One, Ayyad ibn Himar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَ أَوْحَى إِلَيَّ أَن تَوَاضَعُوا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala has commanded me that we must have tawadu, humility. That is, we should think I'm not only low, but I'm the lowest of the low. I am the most low. I've got the most gunas on me. I'm the most weakest. So that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded. When that command was for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how much more isn't it for us? But yet we think ourselves to be better than the next person. We start fighting, arguing, and we want to prove our point. Whereas we were commanded that we should think ourselves to be the lowest. حَتَّى لَا يُبْغِيَ أَحَدٌ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. And this attitude of humility, of humbleness should be so much that nobody whatsoever transgresses against any other person. And that all the transgression stems from this root cause of pride. Pride is a killer disease, and which shows itself off in many different ways. وَلَا يَفْخَرَ أَحَدٌ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. And nobody should have this arrogance in him, boastfulness over another person. Today we like to boast also, even in discussion. One person will say that I do this, another person will say I do so much more. I've got so many shops, another person will have to add that I've got so many shops. This pride and boastfulness is very common, and this is also totally prohibited, and it causes a malfunction in the society. It causes fights, it causes hatred for one another, it causes jealousy, etc. Therefore, it has to be eradicated. When the result of adopting humility will be that we will not oppress one another. And we should also remember that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such a great, great, great personality, when Allah had informed him that he must have this total humility, then how much mustn't we have it? How much mustn't we be concerned about it? And whatever ni'mat Allah has blessed a person, that mustn't, does not mean that we must become arrogant and boastful of them, whether they are ni'mat of dunya or ni'mat of deen. But what it means, that we should be thankful to Allah, that Allah, you have blessed me with these ni'mat. And we should sit with this fear, they can be taken away at any time also. And therefore, if a person has that, he will never become boastful. If he keeps on making shukr to Allah Ta'ala for whatever ni'mat he has got, and at the same time, he has this fear also, Allah can take this ni'mat of mine away at any time. It's not my achievement, Allah has given it to me. Such a person, inshallah, will remain on course. In the hadith, further, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, Nabi Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا قَالَ الرَّجُلُ, when somebody says, هَلَكَ النَّاسِ, people are all bad, they are destroyed, people are gone astray, etc., looking down generally upon all people, فَهُوَ أَهْلَكُهُمْ, he is the most destroyed. When we say that everyone is bad, people are bad, people just, they rob one another, they do down one another, people are bad. In other words, that's an implication, you are very good. But in fact, you are the worst when you do this. The ulama have explained this in the various ways. وَذَٰلِكَ النَّحْيُ لِمَنْ قَالَ ذَٰلِكَ عُجْبًا لِنَفْسِهِ وَتَصَابُرًا لِلنَّاسِ. This is for that person who thinks I'm very pious and other people are very bad and very bad. وَإِرْتِفَاعًا عَلَيْهِمْ, and that I am the big man, I am the good man, the other people are all bad. When for that he says, فَهَذَا هُوَ الْحَرَامِ, this is what is totally haram, to say it out of arrogance. وَأَمَّا مَنْ قَالَهُ لِمَنْ يَرَى فِي النَّاسِ مِنْ نُقْصِ فِي أَمْرِ دِينِهِمْ, however, a person who says this, that people, they have got these faults, they are doing this wrong, but he's saying it to correct the people, for the islah of the people. He doesn't think that he is better than other people. He realizes that I'm the worst of all, but people are doing wrong, and that wrong must be corrected also. And for that reason, he's saying it. وَقَالَ تَحَزُّنًا عَلَيْهِمْ, and he's saying it with a grief and pain in his heart, that why are people doing all wrong things? Why are people going to casinos? Why are people going to cinemas? Why are people doing wrong things, etc.? And with that hurt in his heart, he's saying, not that his feeling is better than the other people, then that is not haram. فَلَا بَعْسَ بِهِ, this is how هَكَذَا فَسَّرُوا الْعُلَمَاء وَفَصَّلُوهُ, and of the great imams, Imam Malik ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Al-Khattabi and Humaydi, all of them have given this explanation, that if you say people are gone bad, well, with pride in you, I'm very good, others are gone bad, and you look down. Like, for example, somebody comes in bed and you look down, you tell him you're a drunkard. You're going to use all this money just for drinking. Can't you see? I work so hard for my money. I don't waste my money. This is, you are saying it out of pride. But if you're giving advice to that drunkard, Don't waste this money. Stop drinking. And you feel sorry for him. That is not haram. That is what is required. So therefore, this hadith teaches us, we should never think that we are better than other people, and we write off other people, and have a holier than thou attitude. But on the other hand, it's our duty to advise people. But we must be very, very concerned that we haven't got pride in us. We are saying it in order to save that person and to save people from all the wrong what they are saying. If that is not the case, then it won't be permissible for ulama to make bayan also and to tell the people the wrong they are doing. No, they are not saying it because they think they are proud, they are very better, but they are advising the people, trying to save the people from the wrong. But if any alim, anyone says, anyone who makes bayan or anything, or even in the house we speak, and we are speaking, I'm very good, I'm very pious, you people are very bad, then that is haram. May Allah give us tawfiq to bring the whole of deen into us.